And welcome back, James. Sorry, we don't have a phone, but you can text us at 4001 if you have any questions and you'd like to join in. We're talking about animation in the Middle East and lots of various different conversations going on around the table and off air as well. We've just been talking with Kieran from the SAE Institute about the various different courses that you have on offer there. And I'm wondering, I mean, how obviously it's popular. I mean, you wouldn't have them. I mean, have you seen it expanding and growing because of demand?
Yeah, look, the numbers are growing trimester by. We take three intakes a year, and animation is one course that we run three times a year. It's a two-year course, and the amount of students we get is enough to run it every time.
That's quite impressive, actually. And are we talking all different nationalities?
Well, that's the great thing about Dubai in particular, and we're talking about you know, the histories of these students. Is yeah, we get students from everywhere, and the SA in particular, the demographics very closely follow the demographics of Dubai. So you get students from literally everywhere mixing together and working on projects together. So you get these things that come out at the end that are really multicultural.
Mm.
It's great to see.
I bet, actually. I mean, you said this is the next generation of animators, you know, that are
especially from here
the
in the region, when you can when you are seeing, you know, these people mixing out in the real world as well as, you know, in the office.
So. Yeah.
I have a quick question on investment to everybody around the table. I mean, obviously, creating animations is not a light money endeavor. How do you invest in it? You know, where is the money coming from? How much money does it need?
And you're absolutely right. It was apparently, I was reading if I can just find it again, locally made cartoon series Frige cost 50 million dirhams over the past few years. This is past 3 years, but this was in 2009. And they also, as part of this discussion that was at the press club, they said they were unanimous in concluding that financial support from private and public sector organisations played a crucial role in the development of the UAE animation industry. So I think it's a great question.
I mean, that is a good question. And if I sort of can throw MEFCC in there again, I mean, we had a lot of workshops and panel discussions from various people from the various experience. And one of them was, how do you get finance in this industry, whether it be for a film, a comic book, a TV show, and it is a very pertinent question. How do you go about doing this? Because, I mean, there is a lot of potential investment out there, but not everyone understands. You know, when you start speaking to them about animation or comics, it's like, oh, it's kid stuff. No, you know, you have to sort of go beyond. There's a lot of boundaries you have to break, and we're, you know, hoping sort of together with all these sort of industry leaders, we can help do that with MEFCC as well.
And I'm wondering, with Rubicon, I mean, are you looking at events such as this? Are you looking at students from SAE, etc., possibly, or from this region, to be, you know, part of the team? I mean, do you actually like outsource to young local talent?
Rubicon is heavily involved with a lot of universities around the region. It's in its DNA. When Rounda Ayubi, the CEO and founder of RGH, first set up, she had to work so hard that she hired and rented every internet cafe in Amman to train any applicant that walked through the door.
Really?
That's amazing.
That formed the nucleus of RGH.
Yeah.
And from that point on, she's been an ambassador.
She sounds like an incredibly dynamic woman,
to
actually.
To promote, you know, exactly what we're talking about around this table in the universities. So there's a lot of interns at and within RGH, both here in Dubai and in Amman and in NA. In terms of investment, that was the first hurdle. And when she had that, she could start creating the content to take to investors to show the level of standard and the technical capabilities with which they operated at. And I think there's been three rounds of investment at RGH which have helped fuel project after project.
That's great to hear, yeah.
And yes, it's still a challenge, but I think we're seeing more investment in a knowledge-based economy now. rather than just investment into real estate.
Mm.
And I think that's where the opportunity lies. I think it's promising.
Yeah. What about you guys, Amar and Ahmed? Your work, is it purely done on sort of commissions that, or do you make it first and then sell it, or do you get commissions to make it? And then how does it actually work for you?
This was the case in the first one, in Off Micro.
Yeah.
We created several episodes, and then we approached the TVs, specific TVs, because it was Syrian. But I wanted to mention that there was several attempts before in Syria. I mean, a few companies, and they made a lot of work. But it's a content issue. It has to be entertaining. And their thing was that why to create an Arab thing if the Japanese is there and the American cartoon is there and it is dubbed? We have to create our own traditional, our own ethical code, and it has to have a message. But it was not entertaining after all. That's why it wouldn't sell. And in our case, we wanted to create a show that would sell, people would love, and in this case, this is the real market. I mean, speaking of other, Arab productions, animation, it was sponsored.
Yes.
It was totally sponsored. It's the sponsorship behind it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it might have not made it there.
Mm. Right. But do you think it's getting better, though? I mean, obviously, you're busy. You're a company that's functioning, so that there's a demand for it.
There is a demand because the sponsor loves the thing, and I think they are making good money after all. It's the business, you know?
Yeah.
Just one of the things I believe the strength is of animation is that when you create a good show, then you will guarantee that the whole family will watch. Accordingly, as a sponsor, the sponsor will have a wider base of audience.
Mm.
Accordingly, his message will reach the biggest part of people. So I think that sponsors are realizing now the importance of animation. I think this will really push the industry further in this region.
Well, that's a nice roundup to the program today. We must leave it there, but it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much to everyone joining us in the studio. I'd like to just quickly around and thank everyone and get some details, if I may. Ahmed and Amar from Free Dome Media. Perhaps I can give out a website or an email. Is that okay? www.freedomemedia.com. Thanks, guys. All the best to
you.
Thank
you very much.
And thanks to Kieran Bartlett of the SAE. www.saedubai.com. If you want to find out about the various different courses in animation that Kieran was mentioning, thank you. And Arafat Ali Khan of Extra Cake PRA. I know it's going to be next year, but I'm sure you're already booking people in and getting everything organized. How can everyone get a hold of you if they want to do so?
Sure. There's two ways you can get in touch with us. Well, actually, there's three. It's MEFCC.com.
Okay.
That's our website. And we're on Twitter, MEFCC. And we're on Facebook as well, MEFCC.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thanks, Arafat. And thanks to James Holmes, who's a spokesperson for Rubicon Group Holding. Would you like to give out a website for Rubicon?
I think if you just Google Rubicon Group Holding, you'll see all the projects
that we're involved in. There's so many different things, so it's probably the best way.
Pink Panther and Pals.
Yeah, wonderful.
What we've talked about.
Thanks
today.
For joining us today.
Thank you.
And a big thanks, as always, to Rama Chakaki. Thank you, Rama.
My pleasure.
It's been fun.
Thank you.
You bet you're going to go away now and start watching some cartoons.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait.
We'll get the Atari out, who knows. Thanks to everyone who joined us.